Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 3. Week 4. The Mystery of God, Christ. Related verses. John 1:1 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 14. And the Word became flesh, and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. 1 Corinthians 2:12. But we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, that we may know the things which have been graciously given to us by God. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. Ephesians 1:17-19. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the operation of the might of his strength. Related reading. The book of Ephesians is on the mystery of Christ, which is the church, the body. Colossians is on the mystery of God, which is Christ, the head. It is crucial that we know Christ not only as our Savior and Lord, but also as the mystery of God. All Christians love the Lord Jesus. How much we love the Lord depends on how much we know him and how much we realize concerning him. The more we know the Lord Jesus and appreciate him, the more we will love him. Hence, we need to go on to know the Lord Jesus not only as our Savior and Lord, but also as the mystery of God. If we would know Christ as the mystery of God, we need to have the full experience of everything covered in Colossians 2:2. In this verse, Paul says, quote, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. End quote. The word unto means resulting in. If the hearts of the Colossians were comforted and knit together in love, the result would be all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, an understanding no doubt related to the mystery of God, Christ. We cannot contact the Lord or know him as God's mystery without exercising our spirit. Every aspect of man's being, spirit, soul, and body, is complicated. If you spend time examining your face in a mirror, you will be impressed with the complexity of your physical body. In our soul, we have the mind, the emotion, and the will. Furthermore, in our spirit, we have the conscience, the intuition, and the fellowship. Every part of our complex being must be exercised to receive the revelation of Christ as the mystery of God. God himself is a mystery, and Christ is the mystery of this mystery. Surely we cannot fathom such a mystery simply by reading the letter of the scriptures. Since Christ dwells in our spirit, we need to exercise our spirit in order to know him as the mystery of God. Never regard Christ as a mere object to be known in an outward way. As the crucified and resurrected one, he is living both on the throne in the heavens and in our spirit as well. Hence, it is of utmost importance that we exercise our spirit to contact him. This means that we must open up from the depths of our being and call on him. Our spirit is our deepest part, deeper than the heart and all the parts of the soul. Therefore, to exercise our spirit is to open the deepest part of our being to call on the name of the Lord Jesus and to contact him as the living one within us. To know him, we must not only exercise our spirit, but also have a heart comforted. This means that our heart must be cherished, warmed. Moreover, our mind must be sober, our emotion must be regulated, and our will must be subdued. Every part of our inner being must be proper and function in a normal way. This is the reason Paul speaks of the hearts being comforted in relation to having the knowledge, in relation to having the full knowledge of Christ as the mystery of God. If we would have all the riches of the full assurance of understanding concerning Christ as the mystery of God, every part of our being must be exercised. We should be able to say, Lord Jesus, apart from you, I have no heart for anything. Lord, my mind, will, and emotion are absolutely for you. I am willing to lay down my life for you. Every fiber of my being, Lord, is for you. If you exercise your whole being in this way, you will have the full assurance of understanding.